This is an Animal Radio News Update brought to you by Drs. Foster and Smith Pet Supplies, with thousands of quality products at low prices every day so you save on every order. Visit fosterandsmith.com.
I'm Tammy Trujillo. More evidence about how important pets can be in our lives. New findings show that pet therapy can help cancer patients get through those very challenging treatments. The study was done at Mount Sinai Beth Israel in New York City with 40 patients undergoing chemo and radiation. And it showed that interacting with therapy dogs following the treatment helped them get through it. And even as their physical and functional well-being declined, their well-being improved emotionally and socially when the dogs were present. Some of the patients said they would have stopped the treatments altogether before finishing them if it hadn't been for those therapy dogs. It's the first study of its kind involving cancer. It's just more evidence that pet therapy can be used as a very effective tool for patients and of just how wonderful animals really are. A family in Lodi, Ohio is facing a horrible decision. They have to decide the fate of their 39-year-old pet. Now, that pet is a bear named Archie. Jeff Gilliam rescued the bear when he was 6 years old and stuck in a cage only 4 feet high. Well, now the Ohio Department of Agriculture says they either have to prove they have a permit for the bear, voluntarily surrender him to be tranquilized and transferred out of state, or transport him themselves. Archie's considered a senior bear at his age with not that many years left, and Gilliam's worried the bear could die from the tranquilizer or the trauma of losing his home. Now, the couple actually did have a permit for Archie up until 2013. When they went to renew it, they were told they didn't need one. The laws changed in Ohio back in 2012, and the Gilliams were told they were grandfathered because they'd had Archie before the laws changed. The Department of Agriculture there admits it's had a lot of trouble sorting out situations with people who had exotic pets before the law changed. The law now prohibits casual, dangerous wild animal ownership. Okay, if you have a less than romantic Valentine's Day coming up this year because of an ex, the San Francisco Zoo may have the right thing for you. You can adopt a hissing cockroach or a giant scorpion in the name of your ex. The zoo says it could protect your karma, maybe, but it will help them continue its mission of connecting people with wildlife. If a romantic Valentine is on your list, and that's what I hope you've got, the zoo is also offering some cuter, more Valentine's Day appropriate adoption opportunities like red panda or ring-tailed lemur. Of course, you don't really get the animal or the bug for real. It's an adoption in name only. I'm Tammy Trujillo. Get more breaking animal news anytime at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update brought to you by Drs. Foster and Smith Pet Supplies. Visit fosterandsmith.com for pet supplies selected by veterinarians with 100% satisfaction guaranteed.
Drs. Foster and Smith, your trusted source for quality, affordable pet supplies. Veterinarian owned, with veterinary expertise behind every product. Drs. Foster and Smith has thousands of name brand pet products, including pet medications, all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Low prices every day so you save on every order, with free shipping on orders $49 or more. Fast service delivered right to your door. Shop online at fosterandsmith.com because your pet's health and happiness come first.
We've talked about Stella and Chewy's family of freeze-dried and frozen dinners for dogs. Now we're pleased to share two new exotic dinner additions, Simply Venison and Absolutely Rabbit. Both are made with 90% single-source protein and enhanced with organic fruits and vegetables. Each are fortified with vitamins, minerals, and probiotics to be 100% complete and balanced. Stella and Chewy's, the official food of Ladybug, Animal Radio Studio Stunt Dog. Only the good stuff. For more information, go to Stella and Chewy's.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Spring is closer than you think. Sam Adams Cold Snap is back.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's got a lot of flavor.
It says springtime.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very smooth.
Cold Snap is light and refreshing. So this beer has 10 different ingredients. You have this really nice, complex spice and fruit flavor to it.
Wow.
It's got a lot going on.
I like the name, too, Cold Snap. It's like we're kind of snapping out of that season.
Yeah, this is my kind of beer.
Crisp, refreshing, and
refreshing is the best word.
Delicious.
Sam Adams Cold Snap. Enjoy it while it's here.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Safe, responsible.
Animal Radio's Hero People is underwritten by Zuterin, a non-surgical alternative to dog castration. One injection provides a safe, permanent, and virtually painless alternative to surgical castration. Learn more at www.zuterin.com. That's Zeuterin.com.
Don't make fun of it. That's how I got my humble beginnings.
Oh, I think it's cute.
I would drive my little huffy bicycle around the neighborhood, and I would save animals. And I was the animal police, which, you know, was also an animal ambulance. If I would also look for lost animals, and then I would transport them on my little huffy bike wherever I needed to.
Oh, that's
isn't
sweet.
Do you have a badge and a hat and everything?
You know what? Yeah. Not only do I have the badge, but here, Joey, I have it over here.
He still has it.
Hanging on the wall for you to see.
It looks like he hand wrote it when he was a child.
Yes, Animal Police number 132 is the badge.
132 was your badge number?
Yes. What I find strange is that I still have that and that I would ever recall it at any point in time. And that's probably the only thing that I have from my childhood. Because I sure don't have my brain cells. In fact, loss of brain cells, where are we going?
We are talking to our hero
ambulance.
Of the week.
That's
Al.
Why I was talking about the animal ambulance.
Yes.
Our hero of the week, her name is Cheryl Brady, and she's the owner and founder of Vet Care Animal Express Ambulance. And the first that I've actually heard of somebody legitimately doing this for a career.
And I think that's awesome.
I really do.
I don't know. You know, the segue was about loss of brain cells, and then we came right into me. So I can relate to that a little bit. I can relate.
Well, have you always done this, or is this something that's just popped up in the last few years?
No, this actually just popped up in the last few years. When I had my little epiphany, the epiphany was probably about 6 or 7 years ago. It took me a year or two to build it up, and I stayed in corporate America while I did research and retrofitted vehicles and interviewed emergency hospitals and just got all of my ducks in a row before I took the great leap. But once I had that first epiphany, is what I call it, was after a friend had hit a dog, I realized that I'd written a paper about this as a freshman in college, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
So I think the idea has always been with me, and it's really my purpose and what I'm supposed to be doing here. But it all came back, and as I look back over my my other, 3-4 careers, you add them all up together, and it's kind of this.
Now, let's fill in, listeners, kind of paint the picture. You drive an ambulance around that's been retrofitted, retrofitted, and it's specifically for animals, what, animals that have been hit? What kind of animals do you deal with, and where do they go once you put them in the ambulance?
Well, we deal with mainly pets, house pets, any type of animals. I mean, we've had bunnies, we've had iguanas. It's primarily dogs and cats. But we work with all of the local, we're very blessed in this area to have the resources. We have 5 veterinary emergency hospitals, and 2 of those are critical care centers that are 24 hours. So I work with all of them. I work with all the family vets. We probably have 60 to 70 of those, and it's in my service area. So whether a pet is hurt at home and we need to get it from home to their family vet, or from home to an emergency vet, or from a family vet to a critical care center, we do all of that. And every morning we do, from the emergency hospitals, we return pets back to the family vets that need ongoing care. So you know how pet owners usually have to be at an emergency vet by 7 o'clock or so, pick up their pet that still has IV catheters, is still very ill, a lot of them, are still in serious condition, they need ongoing care. So rather than the owners having to handle pets like that, we handle those pets and get them back into their family vets.
So is there really a big need for something like this?
There is. And it's funny because I feel like we've just scratched the surface of awareness. Now the word of mouth is traveling really quickly here. But in the 4.5 years that we've been in business, we're going on 4,000 transports.
Holy moly. I got to think, with 4,000 animals or 4,000 transports, that there's got to be a strange story in there somewhere. There's got to be.
There's been different. We're going to write a book that says you can't make this stuff up. Really.
What are one or two of the stories that really come to mind?
We handle a lot of deceased pets too. Unfortunately, people find their pet passed away in their home. But this particular one was odd because it was a goat. So we had a full size goat, that we had to handle one time because the woman obviously couldn't, she couldn't handle it, didn't know what to do with it, and needed assistance. She wanted it cremated, so we handled that, got it to the vet's office. We've helped police departments with, people that maybe have too many pets and need to get them. They may get evicted out of one home. They need to get them to another home. We've helped in those cases. So those are a couple of the strangest cases that we've had.
Are you the only one doing this, or are there other people in other states doing this?
I'm starting to get more and more calls from across the country of people that want to start the same type of business. I've seen others. When I first started, I saw some that were more, you know, a lot of sitters will do transport, but I really didn't see any that were emergency 24-hour, and certainly not, I don't know if you've seen our second ambulance. We have two vehicles now, and the second one actually is a human ambulance that I retrofitted just for pets.
And that's what I was going to ask you. You mentioned some of your career, you know, background was quite varied. So are you from the veterinary field? Are you a tech or a veterinarian?
Back in college, I was pre-vet, and I was a tech, you know, in high school and in my early years of college. I've also been a volunteer firefighter. I'm the American Red Cross Pet CPR first aid instructor down in this area, Sarasota, Manatee. But all of that kind of added up together, you know, with the firefight. A lot of what we do is, you know, you have to have firefighting or first responder type of training, you know, or mentality, really, you know. Because we get a lot of people, it's a very emotional job, you know, so a lot of people get caught up in emotion and they want to help. But I've had vet techs, you know, want to help, and once they've been on the ambulance, they'll give the keys back and they'll say, I don't want to do that anymore. Yeah. You know, some people are great in emergencies. Some people would rather do, ongoing wellness care, and that's okay. But a big part of if people want to help with the ambulance, you know, a large part of it is training and, riding with us to make sure that it's a proper fit for them and the proper fit for us.
Sure, and I bet you know, Hal asked if you saw any kind of crazy animals. I used to do home visits early in my career, and there's some crazy things you see about the way people live with their animals.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm sure you've probably seen that.
We have seen it all. We can, the stories that we could tell. Yeah, you know, everybody's different, and you have to be very... it's funny because earlier on in my career, you know, you like a set routine and you like to know what you're doing each day and where you may be. And this is none
of that job.
You know, this is none of that. So we never quite know what to expect. We just know, I mean, our core value is that we're going to help and provide the most help in the most professional, compassionate manner as we can to get that pet help. So a big part of this job is also handling the humans, the owners, you know, because that could be even more difficult than handling the pets sometimes. So,
oh, yeah. It takes a special type of person to do that, and you are that special type. And also our hero this week, Cheryl Brady, the founder of VetCare Animal Express Ambulance. And if you happen to see her, you're listening to one of our Sarasota affiliates down there, and you happen to see her, go up and give her a hug and say, hey, thank you so much for what you've done.
Animal Radio's Hero People is underwritten by Zooterin, the only FDA-approved non-surgical method for sterilization of male dogs. Zooterin offers an alternative to neutering male dogs, thus helping reduce the pet overpopulation problem. One injection provides a safe, permanent, and virtually painless alternative to surgical castration. Zooterin, a permanent and cost-effective alternative to neutering male dogs. Learn more at www.zooterin.com. That's Zeuterin.com.